tonight's episode reflects on social media. There's a warning out there for all of you. If you made it into, quote, let's say famous, you have all this fame. Because Elon Musk had said it best. The people who are out there showing off what they have, they're not 100% happy. And what you see is not always... what you see is not always believable. Don't believe everything you read. Don't believe everything you see. Just don't believe. Because again, social media is like a big tabloid site where you have the gossip, the news reports, you have all of that. And they're just waiting to make a story up about you. They're just waiting to do that. Are you going to let them do that? No, you shouldn't. The reason why I say that is this. It doesn't matter if you're of fame or if you're just someone who likes being on social media. Be careful what you talk about. Be careful of you mentioning any part of your personal life, because once you make an announcement, then everybody's going to want to know more. And then they're going to take something that you have done that you could be proud of, and they're just going to twist it. To me, social media, of any of the social media sites, I'm going to be very, very truly honest with you. I don't like it. It bothers me. It bothers me. See, I don't like the idea of women doing that. I look at someone that I admire, and the story that's being told about that person is pathetic. The one thing I ask of all of you, again, women are notorious. Women trash each other on social media. If you get involved with someone, let's say, make a big headline. This happened, what was it, a couple of years ago? And then these were people who were famous now. They were trashing each other. Oh, I'm going to get my revenge. Now, of course, people are going to comment. Of course. And sometimes you don't like to hear the comments that are being made. You know what I say? Keep your opinions to yourself. And for all of you people out there who think that's okay to go out on social media and air your dirty laundry, shame on you. I stay away from it. If I ever have a conversation with someone and they said, oh, did you hear so-and-so said something bad about you? I may go out there to defend myself and the people that I care about, but under no circumstances am I going to reveal my personal life and what's going on, because that's private. Do you understand what I'm talking about? We don't have privacy. Even if you're not on social media and you're out in the public eye, you get talked about. And you think to yourself, where are you getting this information from? How accurate is it? That's why Elon Musk has said it. Elon Musk had said this many times. Elon Musk had said many times, just because you think you see something that someone has does not mean that the person is happy. That's why I say to all of you, the thing that you can do when it comes to being private. I'm a private person. I don't want something that I say come out of context. But you ever notice this now? When I first signed on Facebook, this was in the mid-2000s. I didn't even want to be on Facebook. But I got through classmates.com. And so, there's like, oh, come on, it's free. You know, you put your name. And of course, I wasn't allowed to put the correct spelling of my name because they didn't believe that that was my name. But that's another story, all right? So I went out there. I didn't say anything. I just looked at people's pages. I connected with people. Didn't really have conversation. And for the first year, maybe 2 years, I didn't put a picture up of myself. I kept myself private. Then I finally did put the picture up. And I thought, oh, okay. I just wanted to see what everyone was going on. I don't like it when people start talking about the days. hey, I'm gonna like give you my schedule. Hey, okay, 7 o'clock, I get up in the morning and I get dressed and I make my lunch, and then by 8 o'clock I'm out the door. No, I'm sitting in traffic and there's something going on the bridge, and I'm like, why do we need to know about your itinerary? People do that, you know. And you think, do I really care? No. So every time you have any time on social media, this is why people are big bullies on social media. Big bullies. You know what I'm talking about? The biggest bullies ever. I will defend the people that I care about. But don't you ever. I don't want to be compared with other women. I don't want to be compared with other people. I'm different, right? If I say to all of you, respect my privacy, respect the privacy of the people that I care about, don't even put them out there. Don't do that. That's why I say it's just important. It's just important. People that I've always said to all of you is this. Whatever you do in your life, whatever you strive to become, whether you become something great, whether you become something that people will be inspired by you. I told you from the last episodes what I want to do. And there's a proposal now to go out to a studio, to email a studio, even if they will take me seriously. The problem's like, oh my God, we're not going to take you seriously. Look. There's a reason as to why I want to make my life story. There is a public service announcement attached to that. I've gone through health crisis. I've gone through the loss of someone. I've gone through depression. I've gone through suicide. I've gone through it all. And I figure that if I can help people who are going through these things or have gone through them and say, look, life isn't as bad as everyone seems to think. Everyone escapes into social media because social media is like fantasy land. Think about it. It's a fantasy playground. People are drawn to it. You know, everybody's always making videos. Everybody's always talking about themselves and the positive life. Everybody has something or something to say. But when you start making up rumors, when you start attacking, where are you getting your information from? Now, I'll give you a perfect example of a person that I admired in the mid-90s. And she was not of celebrity, but she was a humanitarian of royalty, the late Princess Diana. I felt bad for her because even after she, you know, divorced Prince Charles, now he's King Charles, her life wasn't always under scrutiny. She never could go anywhere and spend time with her kids because at the time her sons were young. She couldn't have quality time with them without being paparazzi, reporters. I don't like people flashing cameras in my face. After a while, you get tired of that. And you say to yourself, when is this going to stop? Never, right? There's a topic that I want to bring up about. I know it's going to be controversial, but let's just put it this way. I admired her, and I saw a YouTube video, an old YouTube video, where she wanted to spend time with her sons. She took them to the beach to have that mother and son time, right? There was a bunch of reporters. One person almost got up to her face. She went over to me, and she goes, look, take the camera off. This is my quality time with my sons. Please. Because, again, out of respect, put those cameras away. Now, do you think these reporters cared? No. They got confrontational with her. And so she had to get confrontational because I don't want my sons to be in the spotlight. And I want privacy with them. That is understandable. See, this is what I'm talking about. I think George Clooney had said it best because he's another actor that I admire. When Princess Diana passed, I blame, if it were me now, because again, okay, so the driver of the vehicle was drunk and he drove pretty fast going into the tunnel. But, and I think Harry had brought this up, her son Harry had said it, and I think he had it in his book. He believes paparazzi was the cause of his mother's death. They couldn't leave her alone. She didn't have any privacy. No matter where she went, if she put on the disguise or whatever, they somehow managed to find her. And it just is just... I'm going to be honest with you. I don't like it. Her death could have been prevented. And the tragedy of that is, he was going at a very high rate of speed. And when they pulled out the car, and it was mangled. She couldn't have survived it. But you know what I found out? She was pregnant. So not only was he walked away, the chauffeur. He was hurt, but he walked away. It was her new boyfriend, Princess Diana, unborn child. All three of them were taken. If you ask yourself this question, would I want people chasing me? No. And if I ask nicely and you still put cameras in my face, that's why I never liked having my picture taken. I remember growing up, family portraits, I hated having my picture taken. Why? I just didn't like the camera. And you think nowadays, you don't have a measure of privacy. You can be walking out in public and people could be just taking pictures of you. You're not gonna be aware of it until it pops up, right? And you say to yourself, why is this happening to me? What did I do? You know? So my understanding is this. You have to respect people's privacy. A lot of people think, well, social media is the way to go and escape. But you can't air your dirty laundry on social media and not have people, strangers or people that you know, comment on everything that you do. Think about it. You cannot have privacy. And I've said to my significant other, if there ever comes a time and I'm alone with you and some reporter or somebody with a camera starts taking pictures, you better back off with that. I don't like that. To me, that's an invasion of privacy. That's what my mother and father said. It's sad that when you look at how people are treated, there's a measure of fame, and there are some celebrities, and there are celebrities out there, like in Hollywood, that choose not to, quote, live the good life. They want to be normal. But see, the problem is they can't go out and do the things that we take for granted. You know, like go to the store, run some errands, because the camera is always there. And then there's these tabloids. That's why Jim Carrey even put it. Jim Carrey says, don't always believe everything that you see or read. Because, again, they can make up a story about you. And then you have to go out there and prove that that is not true. And sometimes it's hard, because is it going to be believable? You know, fans could admire somebody, have a celebrity crush on someone, and say, oh my God, I just heard about this. All the stuff that you see when you're in the supermarket, all that tabloid gossip is garbage, or rubbish, if you want to call it. It's rubbish. Rubbish. It's garbage. Why do people stand in line reading all that? Do you know when you start making up things on social media about someone and you don't have enough facts or proof, you're going to tear a family apart. And it's not good for children. Children shouldn't have to be exposed to that, but yet they are. If I say to all of you, this is how I feel right now. I don't want my privacy to be taken from me. And I don't want to go out there. If I ever do something humanitarian and it gets to, on TV, I don't want people coming at me with cameras and, oh, here, can I interview you and find out more about you? No, because I'm afraid if I open up my mouth and I say something to you, you're going to twist it around. See, you got to be careful, right? And I was told that now I have followers on this podcast. And I said, yeah, because I started late in life and I didn't stop. In the beginning, you know, I'll be honest with all of you guys. If someone sat me down and said, I want to do an interview with you, fine. But I'm going to draw the line as to what you can ask me. Don't ask me personal questions. Don't ask me about my personal life. Don't ask me things that are going to upset me. Because sometimes it's hard to talk about. I think one person, this was a long time ago, this is, tell us something that we don't know about you. Tell you something that you don't know about me. Well, that's a hard one. Because there are a lot of things I keep private to myself. I do have a creative mind. I do have a creative sense of style. I know how to present ideas and I know how to talk to people. But the shyness sometimes keeps me from doing that. And I think, well, there's nothing wrong with being an introvert. But I can be both. I could be an introvert and extrovert, depending on the situation, depending on what I'm doing. Situation-wise, yeah, I can say yeah. Am I happy? You bet. I can be happy with what I give to people. Giving is the greatest thing for me, giving. Not receiving. And they say, well, you know, you've done so much for us. Now it's our turn. You know, we want to present you with an award. Fine, present me with an award, but I don't want anything else in return. There's another thing, a lot of women who go out there on social media and they have bad relationships or the marriages didn't work, they'll start trashing the men in their lives. Don't do that. Do you know how disrespectful that is? Number one, you know when people look at you, they look like, oh my God, she's a tramp. That's the first thing they're gonna say. Look at her, she sleeps around. Look at how she's treating him. And his reputation gets ruined because of what you say about him. Shame on you. Shame on you. There's no call for that. If I were to say to all of you, and I'm going to say to all of you now, and I want everybody to understand this now. Just be careful of how you talk to people. Be careful of what you say to them, because they can misconstrue it altogether. Right? I've always have said, and I've always believed this now, if there's something that's bothering you, speak up. You have every right. You have every right to defend yourself. If you want to express your opinion, express it. But just be careful what you say. People escape from reality to go into social media land. That's like fantasy land. And every time somebody puts up a picture, look at me, look at how I live. You ever go into someone's page? The fanciness. You really don't know the story about someone's life, though. You're thinking, hey, I'm living glamorous. Not everybody wants to live that type of life. It's hard to maintain a glamorous life. It's very difficult. If you look at me, where do I live? Well, I live in a home that I was born in, and I wasn't born here, but I was raised till I was two. I lived here since I was two. It's a home. It's nothing fancy, right? If I hadn't make money in my lifetime and I ever become famous, I'm still going to keep the house I have. Maybe just do some upgrading on it. And also, I want to stress to all of you, it's okay to have another home in another part of the world. We do have a home my mother and father had, and no one's taking care of it. It's just forgotten. And I had mentioned this to my sister, that'd be great, you know. Go back to Greece, in the area where that home is, fix it up, you know, and see what can be done with it. But the problem is, we can't prove that that belongs to my father, because now that he's gone, how are we going to prove it? All of his family members are gone. Everybody in that family is gone. And my mother, it was just my mother and my one of my uncles. We cannot prove that the house belongs to them. We can't prove it. They don't have the papers. So now the house is being just... Probably squatters are in there. Someone tried to break into the windows. It just looks terrible. My cousin saw a picture of it. But, you know, again, in terms of rich, I'd rather be wealthy than rich. Because when you're rich, you're snobby. You're stuck up. You think you're better than me. You don't have a compassionate bone in your body when you're rich. You think, oh, I have all this money, but I'm going to go out and I'm going to spend. What's wrong with save? Because when you have a family, think about this, when you have children, aren't you going to put them through school? Aren't you going to take care of them? Aren't you going to take care of them when they're sick? What happens if you blow through all this? And I've seen people do this now. They come into a large sum of money, and instead of saving it and putting it away, they spend it. You don't need to have all this stuff. You don't need to have all of this unwanted stuff. Trust me on this. I know what I'm talking about. I never want anything. Never. I don't want anything fancy. I don't want the good. I don't want to have any riches. I don't want any of that stuff. It doesn't make me happy. Some people can say, yeah, I want to live a good life. Good for you. You want to live the expensive life. When you go on social media, do you think half of the people out there are happy? No, Elon Musk put it best. The people that you think are happy and have it together are the ones that are really miserable. Think about that. They have problems just like everybody else. The difference is, though, they're hiding it. They're not showing you what kind of life they're living. They're not showing you how difficult it is. They're not showing you of their struggles. They're pretending because, hey, we don't want to give the image that we're okay. See, all of you out there think that social media, when you see someone that you recognize, or see someone that you have, and they show off everything you have, deep down inside, just take a really good look at them. You could see, if you look into the windows of the eyes are the windows to everyone's soul, right? You look into their eyes deeply, you're going to see more pain than happiness. Very faint. I study people. I look at their pictures. I think, there's nobody here that's really 100% happy and doesn't have a care in the world. We are all struggling. We are all going through some type of debt. Even the richest of the rich have debts. And you ask yourself, well, how do they not think about it? Oh, believe me, it's on their mind, but they have to put on the persona. See, when you're in the, quote, up there in entertainment, you have to put on a persona that everything is okay. That's false, though. You're not showing us who you really are. God forbid, if you did show us your real self and you put it out on social media, people are going to start commenting. Ooh, I didn't know that this person was living like this. It's very hard to be who you are. And you know what I say to all of you? What's wrong with being yourself? What's wrong with showing you your true self to everybody out there? You're still going to have your, you know, people who admire other people who follow other people, they don't care about what it is that you possess and own. They care about you as a person. Show your true self. I don't get why people on social media are fake. They're fake. You're showing a side of you that's not real, right? So as another famous actor had said, don't believe everything you read. Don't believe everything you see. Just because you think that they have this great lifestyle, deep down inside, they're struggling. And depending on where, what part of the world, look at some countries. Some countries are still poor. But oh yeah, there's a minuscule, like a percentage of people that are rich. But they're still struggling. They have debts. They have to take care of homes. If they have families, they got to take care of their families. It's not all a bed of roses, as they call it. There's some thorns on the side. If you think about that. Social media, though, I just don't like. I think that people try hard enough to make that impression. What's there to impress? Who are you trying to impress? Who? I've seen people out impress each other with their videos. They're like, oh, look at me. Look at how many views I have. You know, I go on YouTube and I don't even have but one view. I made a video on YouTube and then I went to check on it and it went up from like one view to 46 views and two people have subscribed to me. And one of them had said in the comments, you go, girl. I look terrible, but I went out there because there was something that was bothering me. Now, I didn't do it to make an impression. I didn't do it to draw money. That wasn't my intention, but to inspire other people and to say, hey, look, you're not the only one who's going through problems. You're not the only one who's going through some type of struggle. Just because you see someone in a video and you think, oh my God, they have it all together. See, I don't like it when people have to air their dirty laundry on social media. There's no reason for you to do that, but they do. Especially like if you're working with someone alongside and you don't get along with each other, you're going to badmouth each other on social media and then people are going to have to take sides. Is that what you want? I don't like it. And personally, I think it's wrong to include family members into that whole mess. Private life is private. My mother says, do not air your dirty laundry. When you're married to someone and you have a fight, you think, oh, in the age of social media, I'm going to get back at them. I'm going to go out there and... No, don't do that. Because when you start to do that, that's really going to tear the both of you apart. Again, you will be talked about. Is this true? Is this not true? It's like, why would you do that? Women are more notorious for doing that. Women will trash other women. Women will trash their exes and their husbands and their boyfriends. If something goes wrong, they have a fight and misunderstanding. Or they just like to tell everybody, the whole world, about the personal life. I don't like that. But to me, I'm a private person. I am not on social media. I haven't even been on Instagram. I have people trying to say, hey, it's been a long time. I really want to get to know you. And why? One person had the nerve to ask me, you know what, I really want to get to know you. I'm like, why? Are you writing a book about me? I'm not anybody special. Oh, yes, you are. You're very special. You have a podcast, don't you? Yeah, I have a podcast. That's about it. And I do share the things that I teach to other people. I put inspiration for people and let them know, hey, you're not alone. If I can create a podcast at any age in my life, so can you. You don't have to be young. It's the same thing when you want to, right now, I'm trying to do auditions. They say, hey, anybody can be taken at any age, any time, all groups, all nationalities. All right, fine. I'm going to audition for a commercial. I'm going to audition for a movie extra. So I don't have the experience, but I do have the knowledge and the know-how. I'm trying to learn how to do things and think outside the box and say to myself, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to wow everybody. Maybe it'll be good for me to get out of there and get out of my comfort zone. Because everyone's like, oh, you have to be, when you're on TV, you have to be an extrovert. No. You can do both. You can play it to the hilt. They sometimes say, oh, why don't you play this character? I like to play both bad and good. But the problem is, I don't want to be known as, quote, a star. Okay? If I do something like that, it's only for a short time. Only for a short time. But anyway, getting back to social media, I think social media, again, not everybody that you see on social media is put together. Not everybody has they don't have perfect lives. And sometimes what you see, your eyes are playing tricks on you. It's not always believable. But do yourselves a favor. When you have somebody in your life and you're going through a personal crisis, don't go out there and air it on social media. Because, again, social media is where everybody runs to whenever they can't face their own problems. It's like a temporary fantasy land. But there are people that go back and forth arguing and getting revenge. And it's just, come on now. We are grown-ups here. We're not children anymore. And you're setting a bad example for generations of children. They think, oh my God, you know, my mother and father were fighting at each other. And she went out there and she put it out on social media. And now the whole family's a laughing stock. Was that necessary? No. So, again, social media, don't believe everything that you see. Seeing is believing, as they say. You know, and if you really want to get the truth out of someone, I'm sure that at one point down the line, people have tried to tell everybody, hey, look, what you see and what you hear is not true. Again, seeing is believing. So take that to heart the next time you're on social media. And remember, again, you have to at some point come down off the high horse and deal with the problems of life. All of you can get through it. All of you can be a better version of yourself. But just don't go out there and air your dirty laundry, because it's going to make you look like someone you don't want to be. God bless all of you. Take care.